when we were little, my mother would get one of the Mexicans on the farm to come in, and when we killed a hog, and make tamales.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the corn ground. You cook it, and then you take it and have it ground, and then you have the husk, the corn husk, and you pat the masa,
mm-hmm,
on the corn husk.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put in the meat and the chili and wrap it up, and then you steam it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's complicated. And even the easiest are enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
And you fry the enchilada, then you put cheese and onions, then you fry another tortilla and put more cheese and onions, and then you pour on top of that this red chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put an egg on top of that, and it is so good. I could eat two or three of those. We used to have enchilada suppers to make money at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the best enchiladas, and we charged a quarter for them. For dinner. Good.
I love enchiladas.
Yeah, I'm crazy about them. I never saw the rolled up kind until I was gone. Grown.
Mm-hmm.
The first I saw was in San Antonio, and they rolled them up, but I'd always seen them flat.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That seems to be how we make them. That's how Grandma makes them.
Uh-huh.
And in most of the restaurants that I've seen here, not most, because I only really go to Avila's, but they make them rolled.
Uh-huh.
But I like them flat. What was I going to ask you? Oh, do you have a garden?
Not really, no.
You don't grow any vegetables at all?
My husband one year decided he was going to grow tomatoes to suit him, because they pick these tomatoes green, and by the time he gets them, they're just like, you know, sour and unpleasant. So he was going to grow tomatoes. So he very carefully tended a couple of tomato plants, and by the time he bought the spray to keep the blossoms from falling off,
mm-hmm,
and all the other things, they probably, those little tomatoes cost him $1 a piece.
But they're almost worth it.
I think he got two or three tomatoes off of them, but those tomato worms.
Mm-hmm.
We went out there and the thing was just loaded with them, and they were eating the leaves and they're
scary.
Yeah, they're horrible looking things. And you can't really see them because they camouflage themselves so well.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed, after we didn't have any more tomatoes, I put a fuchsia, crepe myrtle out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were those old worms just chewing up the crepe myrtle.
Oh.
So just because we didn't have tomatoes didn't mean we didn't have the tomato worms.
How about that?
But this Nandina,
uh-huh,
they don't bother that. We now have things out there that no bug will bother, so they must be poisonous. Suits me fine.
Yeah, really. Well, they only like certain plants. What kinds of crops are grown in El Paso?
Well, they have cotton. They used to grow lots and lots of alfalfa when they,
mm-hmm,
used farm animals, horses on the farms and mules. They grew lots and lots of alfalfa. Now, mainly up the valley, they have corn and chili,
mm-hmm,
and some tomatoes. Lots of chili.
Mm-hmm.
And in the lower valley, mainly cotton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do they water their crops?
They irrigate. There's an irrigation system from the Elephant Butte, the dam, that allows water to come down the river. And you have to belong to the irrigation, you have water rights, and you pay for them yearly.
Mm-hmm.
And El Paso is buying up the water rights as fast as they can, because they say by the year 2020 the Balsona is going to be dry, and the only water we're going to have is out of the river. Actually,